This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We now welcome Josephine Lee, Emmy-winning and Grammy-nominated conductor, pianist, singer, and producer, as well as the president of Uniting Voices Chicago. She joins me this morning on Score Values. Josephine, good morning. It's an honor to have you on. How are you?
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Good morning, Alex.
Yeah,
well, pleasure to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. I just wanted to kind of give you the floor to tell us about Uniting Voices Chicago, an organization that has been around for a very long time and has been just incredibly culturally relevant and at the forefront of music and diplomacy for a very long time.
Exactly. Yes. Well, I mean, what can I say? 68 years, nearly 70 years, Uniting Voices has been around as this tool to bring young people together, an organization that has this very special and unique mission, using music to unite youth from every background, to celebrate their common humanity through the transformative power of music. It's Chicago's most, I think, best kept secret still to this day, because most people don't realize Uniting Voices, formerly Chicago Children's Choir, serves nearly 4,000 students from every zip code in Chicago. And we do this through our in-school programs, our neighborhood programs. We have partnerships with nearly 90 Chicago public schools where we offer free programming to 3,000 kids. We have partnerships with 12 neighborhoods and every young people and as well as two citywide ensembles. Our headquarters are at the Chicago Cultural Center. We have an ensemble for singers who are going through vocal change, as well as this premier Voice of Chicago high school ensemble that travels internationally. And we serve kids ages 6 to 18. So every young person we reach is given the opportunity to find their voice and connect across differences through music. And, you know, I mean, even this month, we have been in the production of La Boheme at the Lyric Opera of Chicago. We've had a partnership with them for 20 plus years. We'll be with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra for the Mahler Third Symphony later on in March. We have a pillar event, Paint the Town Red, where we gather all 4,000 kids, and that'll be taking place at Navy Pier with multiple pop-ups. I mean, they travel internationally. We were invited to travel to Italy once again. This is our fourth time there, and we'll be at the Ravello Festival on the Amalfi Coast. Porretta Soul Festival, that's been around for 37 years. In Varese, the Sole Voci Festival, and we'll be once again collaborating with our partners in Como in Milan. And, you know, I mean, it's just really a powerful, you know, music is a powerful tool to build bridges and for young people to learn about the various cultures and history through music, learning about excellence, learning how to collaborate, so many crossovers with sports teams. You know, I was just talking to one of our alums, Nicole Heaston, who's starring in the Listener at Lyric Opera, and she's like, you know, when I was singing, you know, it felt like I was a part of a team. You know, we were able to connect and, you know, work together, and it's about the discipline, it's about the rigor, it's about showing up for each other, it's about learning leadership, and it's about, you know, building lifelong friendships.
Josephine Lee, the president of Uniting Voices Chicago, joining me this morning on Score Values. Now, Josephine, you mentioned this foundation, this starting in 1956, and it was kind of in response to the civil rights movement. And now, 68 years later, in 2025, we're seeing inclusivity being attacked. We're seeing the polarization between communities. We're seeing wealth inequality at an all-time high. Does it feel like right now, for our young people and for our future leaders, that we're kind of at an inflection point, especially in organizations like yours, where you're trying to help mold future leaders?
Yes, exactly. And that's been our ethos from the beginning.
Right.
You know, from its inception. And, you know, it's shocking to me that here we are nearly 70 years later, still grappling with the same questions and problems. And, you know, there's nothing more powerful than music to penetrate the soul and to heal and to break down those barriers and to really show each other that we are part of one community, you know, and showing love and compassion through music.
Right.
If you sing with someone, you're less likely to be violent with them. If you sing with someone, you're, you know, more likely to be friends with them for the rest of your life and build these lifelong connections. And I always say Uniting Voices is their global network. Music is merely a vehicle by which we can travel the world. You know, music is a passport to the world. Music is also a way for us to heal, you know, trauma, a way to celebrate joyful memories. We create core memories, lifelong memories with each other by interacting with each other and really building a harmonious world, which I think we really need right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you've hit on a couple of the reasons for this, but what do you think it is about music that has kind of stood the test of time and been such an effective vehicle for diplomacy? Because I think of you guys in 2008, I believe, were the first civilian group to perform in the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. So this is something that transforms, that goes across barriers, and music has always been an effective vehicle for this.
It has. For every culture has music, right? And it's
right.
You know, I was on that demilitarized zone, and it was for me personally, because of I was born in Chicago, but of course of Korean descent, seeing a country that was divided, not by the people, but seeing that yearning for unification, and seeing how this simple song, Arirang, which is a folk song that is known by both people from the North and South, it's kind of their folk song. And it just to see everyone just rise up together and just uplift, and to then sing the unification song and feeling the tears and the sorrows of families that have been separated. It was a powerful moment. You know, the organization was in South Africa in 1996. That was before me, after the fall of apartheid, and for them to sing for the late Nelson Mandela. Going to Egypt a couple years ago and connecting with the people from Cairo to Alexandria, the Tahrir Square, and to, you know, just again be on this beautiful show, Mona El Shatzi, who I call equivalent to the Oprah of Egypt. And to see how they were just so moved by our collaboration with their artist, Nesma Mahoob, to go to India and to sing at the Jaipur Literature Festival and seeing how they responded. You know, and I think more often than not, people don't realize how great young people can be and are. And we undermine them. And when they see the youth come together, especially youth from all backgrounds, and they're doing something together with excellence, with joy, and with passion and tons of expression, how that can just penetrate your soul. I was just in Italy on a site visit, and this gentleman said to me, Vincenzo and Graziano, like, when I saw you 10 years ago at Ravenna Festival, I saw love through music, love in action. And we need so much more of that. And there's nothing more powerful than seeing young people just being free and just transcending all of these stigmas and barriers. I mean, we live in an era where these kids are pretty much chained to their devices. And how can teachers, how can people compete with the dopamine hits that they get right from TikTok every morning? It's just impossible. So the apathy that sets in by the time they're sitting and sedentary, by the time they get to me, I mean, I feel like I'm sucking out the toxins. And
wow.
And once they oxygen, you know, the oxygen goes back into their bloodstream, and they've, you know, connected with something that's higher than them, and, you know, more power, the communal, that breathing and that just meditation through music, and that healing power comes through, and it's transformative. I mean, they are happy, they're present, they're not engaged in something that's sucking the, you know, them into the matrix. That's what humanity is about. And we need more of that. And we need to celebrate that. And we need to uplift those who are doing that. And that's the solution. And that's what America has created. Chicago has created that. And we should be really proud that we are, you know, innovators and people who have taken risks and allowed all of this beautiful cultural fabric, you know, come together. And that's what makes us rich and culturally vibrant, in my opinion.
Josephine Lee, Emmy-winning and Grammy-nominated conductor, pianist, singer, producer, as well as the president of Uniting Voices Chicago, joining me this morning on Score Values. So I read off your bio there, and you've been a very successful musician, but at the heart of what you've done your entire career has been this, like we just heard you talk about, this wanting to help the next generation and push the importance of musical education. The education aspect, how important is that to you?
It's huge, because you can learn so much through musical history. You know, there's so many parallels. Like if you look at Igor Stravinsky and you know, his connection to Coco Chanel, fashion, music, science, technology, it was all part and parcel. Look at Da Vinci. Just the history of music. Leonard Bernstein. You know, when he was commissioned to write the mass for the opening of the Kennedy Center, Jacqueline Onassis commissioned him to do that. You know, it's all connected, you know, and I think often we disconnect music and education. Music also is a fabulous tool for us to learn leadership skills, you know, that you have to sing in harmony, but, you know, everyone, it's one of the most honest forms out there. You can't lie if you don't know the notes. You can't lie if you don't know you have to know the words, right? And if you're out of tune, everyone knows that you're not singing it right. You know, and if you don't perform with any sort of passion, or that helps you with public speaking. I mean, it's just mind-blowing to me that people like to disconnect this, but that's actually all related. That's a basic human right for every child, every person to have this. We're born into this world with movement and joy, and every child dances. That should be celebrated and continue to be uplifted. But instead, we just try to pacify them, and that's not building a holistic human being like that. This education is holistic, and that's part of the ethos. And that's what to your point earlier. I mean, that is the solution. We're creating the template of how the world should and could be.
Outstanding stuff there as Josephine Lee joins me this morning on Score Values. I understand that the organization has grown tremendously over the past couple of decades. Can you discuss how it's grown? And can you tell us a little bit about some of the kids in your program and the backgrounds that they come from?
They come from all zip codes of Chicago. When I started in the late 90s, I believe we had about 30 to 40 partnerships, Chicago public school partnerships. And then we had about 6 neighborhoods, and we have doubled that, of course. And, you know, our singers come from, you know, Chicago historically is a very segregated city, right? And, you know, when you look at how we are able to have locations in each community throughout the city, and then we are having these cross-cultural, you know, neighborhood representation at all of our performances. We have community-based performances. We have collaborations between neighborhoods. They go on tour together. We have our Bridging America tours. And then at the Voice of Chicago level, you know, they travel internationally. And that's extraordinary. You know, I mean, I think more often than not, people look at our name and they think we're just some, oh, isn't that cute that they're kids that sing?
Right.
But what drew me into this organization is, my gosh, look how unbelievably brilliant these young people are.
Yep.
And the potential. Like when you talk about investment in youth and investment in communities and investment in the person, in the child, this is it. you know, giving them, I mean, I just even seeing the kids from Love O.M., kids from Austin, singing with just some Beverly, in the Mahler Third, come from North Lincoln Park, Albany Park, Garfield, you know, Park, Humboldt Park, Pilsen, you know, I mean, Hyde Park, right? Westtown. I mean, hi, neighborhood pride. Here we are. Because we're all part of this greater ecosystem.
Yeah.
And this ecosystem, it, you know, builds pride in your own community. Everyone's like, I just, and then we also have curated concert series this year. We had Black Futures concert series. We had a Canto Latino celebration in the fall, you know, and then now we have our Paint the Town Red. We have our Sound Bites event for our ambassadors board. So we have young professionals who are coming to support this important mission. We had our fall gala with our board of directors, Red Jacket Optional, you know, and Jamila Woods, who's our distinguished alum, is performing at Sound Bites. We had Nicole Heaston, world-renowned soprano, who premiered this piece to listeners in Oslo, Norway, do it here with the Lyric Opera Chicago. I mean, think about the impact of that. And then I was outside with one of the alum parents, Allison Sims, who was a, you know, she's Dinah Ross on Motown, the Broadway show, and she's like traveling all over. And then her brother worked for Blue Origin, you know, building rockets. And, you know, she's like, oh my gosh, can you believe all these kids are now grown? Or Dana Scruggs, the first Black person to shoot Rolling Stone magazine. And she's like shooting everyone, photographing them at, from the Oscar, Ray, Ariana Grande to Cynthia Erivo. I mean, I am so proud that they, when they were kids, like, people always undermined what I did. They're like, oh, that's so cute. You work with kids. That's amazing. I can't believe you do that. I'm like, they're going to take over the world. They're going to run the world. Andres Torres, my first student, he a singer. Now he's, you know, at the McCormick Foundation. I mean, every sector, they're running every part of this country. And I could not be more proud.
Yeah, well, let's get to some of those events that you were just discussing, and we'll start with the event on Thursday at Venue West, and that would be the Soundbites event. Can you tell us what's in store for Thursday night?
Yes, this is our Soundbites event hosted, which is taking place on April 17th at Venue West, hosted by our amazing young Chicago's boldest young professionals, and in support of our mission to unite and inspire young people through the power of music. We're thrilled to welcome back Jamila Woods. She will be joined by Peter Cottontail, who's a brilliant music director as well. He worked with Chance. She represents the power of giving young people a platform to discover who they are. She's a Chicago original, a poet, singer, cultural educator, whose work bridges art, activism, and community. It's just going to be a really fun, casual event. RJO, Red Jacket Optional, in the fall, which is the third Saturday in October, which is upcoming in October. That's more of our formal event, but this is for young professionals, professionals out there that want to network and support an incredibly important organization.
And then that Thursday after next will be, you guys will be at the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Why don't you tell us about that? Or at the Symphony Center, I should say. Yes.
Symphony Center. I am thrilled to be working on Mahler's Third once again. Believe it or not, the last time we did Mahler's Third with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra and Chorus was with Bernard Haitink, the late Bernard Haitink. May he rest in peace. And that won a Grammy, that album, by the way. And this year, we have the honor and privilege of performing this work with their newly appointed music director. Stay tuned for those of you that are Mahler fans. I mean, we have it all.
Absolutely.
Singing in all languages, you know, just whatever you know, come and pick and choose. And of course, enrollment, you know, if you have kids that love music, I mean, and they love to dance, yeah, bring them over, and they want to speak different languages, we're here for you.
And then you mentioned the Paint the Town Red event on May 22nd at Navy Pier as well.
Yes, May 22nd. It's our first time at Navy Pier. For this particular event, literally thousands, thousands of Uniting Voices singers from across Chicago will come together for pop-up performances, of course, at the iconic Navy Pier. It's sure to be a joyful, moving celebration of the power of music.
Any other, I know you guys have plenty of events. Any other others that you'd like to mention?
Well, we'll be traveling to Italy. So Italian aficionados, if you'd like to join us for the Ravello Festival, that'll take place July 11th. We'll be at the Porretta Soul Festival July 9th and in Varese at the Sole Voci Festival on July 7th. And then a private event in Milan.
All over the city, all over the world. Josephine Lee, the president of Uniting Voices Chicago. Before we let you go, Josephine, what are some ways that people can support the organization, volunteer opportunities, and where can they find out more information?
Yes, please visit our website, unitingvoiceschicago.org. And we'd love to see you. Just join the movement. It's going to be great.
Josephine Lee, president of Uniting Voices Chicago, is an honor and a pleasure to have you on this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Thanks, Alex.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.